Thanks for finding us today. We're reacting to Art Rooney II's meeting with reporters, wrapped up a short time ago. Get into Rooney's thoughts on Mike Tomlin's job performance, some coaching tweaks,
his job security.
Job security, Le'Veon Bell, all kinds of stuff.
I'll offer a point, by the way. I felt like I was getting into the mud a little bit by throwing Ben into the ring there, too, as deserving of blame in all this. Mm-hmm. If the referendum is on Antonio Brown, and that is the story, because you're not going to trade the quarterback, because there were things Art Rooney said about the quarterback as well in there that we could discuss. If you're going to get rid of one of these guys, it's pretty obvious you're getting rid of the wide receiver. In a way, even though he might be the best at his job of the three people that are the triumvirate here, he, Roethlisberger, and Tomlin, he's also the most disposable in the way the league views those positions, or the Steelers view those positions. They're sacrosanct in terms of how they handle their head coaches. They're very traditional, like you don't fire guys. That's a holy grail position. The quarterback is somebody that they obviously are going to want to keep a hold of, it seems like, because of their struggles between himself and Bradshaw finding a guy at the position. So they're going to get rid of Antonio Brown, even if other people are involved in exacerbating and making this situation with he and Roethlisberger a problem. He's going to be the guy that goes. And then the question is, are they really going to be better without him? Like, is that really going to fix all these things you and I are talking about?
I think it's possible that they will have a better record next year than this year. But it's not as if ridding yourself of one of the best wide receivers in the NFL is your magic bullet on the road to another Super Bowl. I don't think we'll look back on this and say getting rid of Antonio Brown, this malignant player, this malcontent, was the number one reason why the Steelers bounced back in 2019. I think it could be because it's a weight off their shoulders and there's less stress and less dysfunction in some of these personalities who were thinking about themselves more than anybody else are no longer around.
Okay, I'm glad.
But I don't think that it's Antonio Brown isn't the only problem that is plaguing this organization. Not even close.
I'm glad you framed it the way you framed it, because I have a couple of thoughts on that. One is, I think a lot of the people that listen to this show that read the things that people like Ed write about the team do feel like getting rid of Antonio Brown will be almost a tonic for them. It'll be a miracle cure.
I don't think getting rid of Antonio Brown necessarily makes Mike Tomlin a better coach.
Well, that,
he's
that
able
too.
To crack the whip now because Brown's gone.
I don't think he's ever shown the inclination to do that. My thought is, to circle back to something you said earlier, is this when we were talking about whether A.B., his role with Ben, whether that whole battle was a distraction? You said, is it a locker room that's an A.B. room or a Ben room? Is that like the debate? Don't you think it's more of an A.B. room than anything, based on what guys are doing on social media? Maybe Ben's offensive line is probably in his corner, and maybe some other stray veterans here or there who just don't like kind of the way A.B. conducts himself, certainly. But it feels like more prominently it's an A.B. locker room than it is a Ben locker room. At least that's the sense I'm getting. So if I'm right and AB's gone, I wonder how much that changes things. Maybe it still solves the problem because there's not two alpha dogs in there and Ben just wins and everyone falls in behind him. I'm just saying, if you think that it's a divided room, be careful, because the guy that is most likely to go might be the guy with more or a majority of the support there.
Yeah, I think that won't lead to like an uprising or mutiny.
Well, no, because guys know that Ben's the quarterback and there are certain kind of privileges that come with that position. And one is, if you win a power struggle, you win the power struggle.
So Antonio Brown skipped practice on Thursday, went AWOL Friday and Saturday, and then showed up in a mink coat for the Bengals game. Art Rooney was asked, this is from Ed Bouchette's Twitter, why then did Brown receive his final check? Why did he get paid for week 17? This is something that anonymous players have been quoted on. They've complained about Brown getting paid for that game. And Art said, quote, he probably did what he needed to do to avoid his last check being voided.
That doesn't sound like an owner very happy with a player, does it?
It also shows me that they're inclined to split with Brown, but they're not in the mood to make it messy.
Oh, it sounds like they want out of this enough that they're saying you can take half. So if it were a real divorce, just take half and get out of here. I want you out of my life.
If they really wanted to play hardball with him, they could have suspended Brown for that game, cited his lack of availability, his no-show, no-call, and said, we're going to withhold a game check from you. And I think if an arbitrator got involved, they would have won that easily.
I think that is... So what we just talked about 2 minutes ago is a sign that they believe ridding themselves of him, you're going to see it in that kind of dynamic, and depending on what they get back from him if they do trade him, they believe that ridding themselves of Antonio Brown will be a tonic that cures many of the problems that plague this season, even though in the same breath, Art Rooney II says, I don't think it was a distraction. But I do believe that you are correct to assume that they just want, like, man, get out of here. The minute they can trade him and find a deal that the terms of are good for them, they're going to be like, see ya.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy his major distraction point, because if technically in Rooney's eyes, he did enough to still get paid, and in Rooney's eyes, it wasn't a major distraction until the last weekend, why trade him? If it's only one weekend and it didn't rise to the level of a suspension, of punishment or discipline, why trade him?
To play devil's advocate here, can it be a big enough slap in their face collectively that they just said enough is enough, even though it was maybe the only major incident of this year, it was so bad that we're done with it? Or maybe they think it's the tip of the iceberg for him and that it's going to be a pattern of worse behavior if they keep him?
If it was just one thing and it was so bad, they should have sent him home when he showed up for the game. Like, get out of here in your stupid mink coat.
Pony, don't you think they're reading the tea leaves here and saying, wait a minute? Maybe they didn't feel that way, you know, that they had to trade him right in the moment there, until even right after the story broke. But then once he started unaffiliating himself with them on social media, sending googly eyes to the 49ers, don't you think that they just said, well, wait a minute here. Are we ever getting this guy back, or did he leave orbit on Planet Steelers never to return? I feel like that's how they're looking at it. His actions on social media subsequent to him after he missed the game are what really has pushed Art Rooney down this road. That if he picks up the phone and calls Art Rooney a week ago, maybe this is different. But he has refused to kiss the ring. He has repeatedly made fools of them.
Wouldn't you love to know who made the first call?
Oh, I think it was
which
them.
Team? No, I'm saying which team picked up the phone and said, how do we make this happen?
You think it was the Niners? Raiders?
Belichick?
I heard you have a problem on your hands. I'd like to help rid you of that problem for 2 fifth-round picks.
Would you trade him for a bag of balls?
Yeah.
I've got all kinds of balls.
Got Jastrzemski here. I've got the deflators here. I don't know. That's
big
actually
balls,
a good question.
Balls. Oblong.
Balls. Spheroid balls. Anyway, Craig's in there looking at
Craig's got his green visor.
He's looking at a dirt sheet right now.
He's mad because there was an A-10 line that moved today.
In all seriousness, not that I don't love to throw a Belichick reference in there.
Okay.
I wonder how many teams did call. And if you know.
Yeah, it's such BS. They haven't had trade talks yet. Teams have called.
You know
and
who I think actually
them.
Called first? Do you know who I actually think? Washington.
Hey, man, this is John Gruden here.
This guy is a real team cancer in Pittsburgh.
Are you ready to trade Antonio Bryant?
I think Dan Snyder made the first call. What do you think? Washington? They want a big weapon for Alex Smith when he comes back next year?
How about Mark Davis?
Mark Davis calls from like a rotary phone.
He's at PF Chang's.
Mark Davis has the only payphone in the country in front of him, and he puts in quarters, and then the call ends because he doesn't have enough loose change on him.
I'm reading through the aggregate section of the newspaper, and I saw a story about...
I was reading through the classifieds and saw your Antonio Brown thing in sports on my way to the Metro section.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.